sign me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
I kind of have other plans, but it's Friday.
I thought we had plans on Friday.
On Friday.
We planned plans?
I got plans. Big plans.
I'm actually kind of ready to party right now.
Y'all ready to party?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning, and welcome to the Friday party.
Yes, it's Friday!
I think you'd appreciate.
You know what? I follow Rebecca Black on TikTok.
You do?
She is so awesome.
Is she?
Yes. She's grown into herself. I mean, she's like a grown woman now, and she just makes jokes about this time in her life.
Of course, as nice. You do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a smart play.
Yeah. Aaron talked about how heavy it got, because that was like kind of tough to be, in the limelight so fast and then
quote
be picked
unquote
on.
Star.
Well, and then be picked on about it, you know?
Right.
It mainly was a
such
joke.
Such a weird song.
We all
song.
Know.
It was
we all
just
know.
A gag a song.
And she knows.
Good. Well, at least she understands
cool.
that. I mean, she owns it, and just, hey, run with it and have
yeah,
some fun.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, Rebecca Black is not canceled. She's actually really awesome.
Good. Okay, that's good to know. Thanks for getting us woke on Rebecca
welcome.
Black to start our Friday. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
How's it going, Husker Nick?
It is good. How are you guys?
Welcome to Friday.
It is Friday. This is good.
Does it feel nice. Like a Friday? I mean, it feels...
Yeah. It sort of feels like a Friday.
Yeah. It'll warm up to that. It's supposed to be kind of rainy and icky to... today, but then
yeah.
like the recent weekend.
We never got any of that rain yesterday.
No,
you were supposed to get
pushing
some.
To today.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Yeah, the rain's coming today.
Yeah,
sorry.
70% chance of rain
it will
today.
Happen today.
But you know what? I mean, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it'll force you to stay and get your work done today. That way you can enjoy tonight and tomorrow and Sunday
yeah.
and the weekend.
Not tempted to get out
and play hooky. Early. Yeah, last Friday, that was the thing. It's like I get to be about 11:30 here and I'm like, can we just go?
Would so, okay? are we wrapping this up, like, or...
we just call it a day? I mean, everything's done. But now you can stay and get focused and drilled in and get your work done and then get into the weekend. Any big plans this weekend, Coriel?
No, which is awesome.
Nice! A break from all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Buckaroos are playing, so we might go watch them, but...
Where are they playing at?
Bucks.
Oh, nice.
Yep, I think it's with Them Dirty Roses, which Them Dirty Roses... If you haven't listened to them, you have to listen to them.
The name of the band is Them Dirty Roses?
Yes.
Okay.
Them Dirty Roses, and they've got a show this weekend, and Becca's on the show. They're opening, so
nice.
We'll probably go hang out,
that's
I guess.
Cool. Sounds fun.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
I'm going to go help out at the Eagle Fun Run tonight, if we get to have it because of the weather. And then I'm getting my first COVID shot tomorrow.
Cool. So. Our buddy Nick Fitch will be DJing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Nick the cool. Quick will be out there.
Nick
with
the
us.
Quick.
How about you, Husker Nick? What do you got going on this weekend?
Man, I have a whole lot of nothing.
Hey,
so
wow.
I'm excited.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, it's nice to have those weekends every once in a while, you know?
You've been busy wrangling the kids a bunch this week, too, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, I'll be wrangling them all weekend, I'm sure. But yeah, no, it's nice. Like, you know, it's one of those things where on the weekends it's nice to have stuff to do. Sometimes it's nice to not have stuff to do. Mm. Although I'm sure my wife will find plenty of yard work for me to do.
It's something to be put into play.
Yeah.
So whatever you got in store for your weekend, including the ACMs coming up on Sunday, we'll get you prepped for that.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
And get you a free, fun Friday. Chance to win your way to see Lindsay L. live at Bushwhackers. That's coming up the end of May. Without a Context contest, we'll get you the nitty-gritty with everything you need to know about the ACMs. Some new music on the way, too. We'll have Uncle John swing by. We'll get to a round of fake news, a redneck review, maybe something you want to sit around and watch this weekend since you got nothing else going on. That may be a possibility.
Yeah.
And we got more free money. Today's the final day for Kix Cash.
It's coming. Last day for Kix Cash this time around, but we'll have more opportunities
of course.
Later on
yeah.
for you to win free money, for sure.
So final day to get in for $1,000. That's coming up in minutes.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
First, let's get you your Kix Cash keyword for the first hour of the final day for your chance at $1,000. The Nebraska Cornboard and Kix. That word is town.
T-O-W-N.
So the word town into our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000 from the Nebraska Corn Board and Kix. Today is the final day for that. And I've got a round of animal stories for you guys.
Okay.
Do we start with snakes, pizzly bears,
what is,
or roadkill?
Pizzly bears?
Yes.
I want to know about the pizzly bears.
You want to save that for last? You want to do that first?
Oh, wait.
Wasn't that his nickname in college, J. Pizzly Bear?
J. Pizzly Bear.
No.
Okay, sounds like you want to save that for last.
I will do whatever. I'm just, you guys tell me.
Start with roadkill.
Okay, we'll start with roadkill. Wyoming has a new law, and they got it put into effect, that will allow people to take roadkill home to eat it.
I thought it was going to be the opposite.
There's a lot of states you can do that in.
Yeah.
You can, actually.
Mm-hmm. So if you accidentally run into a mule deer or an elk or a pronghorn antelope or even a raccoon or a squirrel, you can pick up the roadkill and take it home and eat it.
Just don't carry a bloody grocery sack full of dead squirrels around downtown Lincoln, okay?
Nebraska is a state that you can eat roadkill.
Yeah, you can
really.
You can scoot them up, scoop them up off the road, serve them for dinner.
Poor dead squirrels.
Yep.
Gotta bring back the audio of the time I found
every time
dead squirrels.
Would you, if there was a perfectly good deer that you just hit, would you grab it and eat it?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it looked pretty fresh.
Because
you just
chances are, if you actually,
if you just hit it, then absolutely.
If you just hit it like with your vehicle, that's a small reward and a small thing
for all the damage that you're going to have to repair.
For the damage that has just been done to your vehicle.
I get that.
I'd be like, I am making you into jerky, and I'm going to cry about the damages.
Okay, so if you go to Wyoming or even here in Nebraska.
Okay, good. Duly
do
noted.
Do your due diligence and know that you can take home the roadkill that you just created. In Australia, there, of course, everything out there can kill you.
Yeah.
Now salads apparently can, too.
Salad?
Yeah. Because a mother in Sydney claims in a Facebook post that her son opened a bag of lettuce only to find a venomous baby snake slithering inside the bag of salad.
No.
Yep.
Super venomous snake.
Like,
it's like the deadliest snake in Australia, which says a lot, by the way. When you're like the deadliest in a place where everything was made to kill you.
Right.
That's a lot. That says a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So was it accidentally packaged?
Yeah, they say the wildlife official believes the baby snake was picked up when the lettuce was harvested and survived the entire packaging process. Yeah, that he jumps out and bites you.
While he's waiting to murder somebody.
Right.
But also, like, how scary.
Yeah, for that poor snake. And then finally,
<That's terrifying>.
We have something new called the Pizzly Bear.
Okay.
Oh, J. Pizzly Bear.
J. Pizzly Bear.
Thanks to climate change pushing polar bears towards the brink of extinction, nature has found a way to survive. The Pizzly Bear was first seen in the wild in 2006. And the researchers know that this is a hybrid of polar bears and grizzly bears.
Wow.
Whoa. That is not where my brain went. My brain immediately went to a bear drinking Pilsners.
No, it's not drinking Pilsners.
That'd be sweet.
But
I know.
It apparently is the bears, polar bears and grizzly bears are mating to survive the weather changes.
Oh, Pizzly Bears are kind of cute.
Yeah, they aren't ugly looking.
Well...
They're a little bit wrinkly. They're a little bit wrinkly. It looked like a regular grizzly bear on the top part.
They look like a naked, like the way that their skin and their fur is dusty because of the brown and the white, and then the wrinkles. It kind of looks like a naked mole rat.
Like a giant naked mole rat,
or like a giant
mole rat bear.
It looks like a bear pug.
God.
There you go. Bear pug would be good. A bear pug is a great analogy of that.
Bear pug is what it looks
very like. Very similar snout to a grizzly bear, but the rest
like
of it
is like its head is grizzly,
odd.
And it's got like the paws of like a crazy grizzly, but it also sits kind of dopey like a pug, and it has wrinkles like
pizzly
a pug.
Bear.
Does that describe me as an animal?
So you're
maybe
a pizzly bear.
Jay Pizzly Bear.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I think you're a pizzly bear.
Okay.
It just fits.
It fits perfectly.
A J. Pizzly Bear.
Like a bear up top, and then I've got like no butt, so it looked more like a.
That's okay. I did a TikTok trend with like an animal morphing filter where you'd make a face and then it like matches your face with an animal.
Okay.
And mine was a sloth.
Why am I not sloth?
Oh, I can see it now that you say it.
Thank you.
Wow. That's a cool animal.
Yeah, and you're a.
Next. With JP, Coriel,
and you're a what?
You're a donkey.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Coming up, in on that.
We'll get the nitty gritty for Music City and more free fun.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
So I have a full ACM rundown for you, which airs this Sunday, by the way. We talked Keith Urban, who apparently does top secret work at mall food courts. There's a birthday post from Chris Stapleton yesterday that is very, very wholesome. And we've got new music.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
You've heard a lot about it, so I'm going to give you the rundown just in case you forgot. But this Sunday is the 56th annual ACM Awards.
So many down in Nashville. So many great moments at the ACM.
And the award goes to...
Okay, and then here's the deal. They are announcing so many winners ahead of time, it feels like.
I think, why is that? That's something. Is that something new?
I think they don't want it to go as long. Assuming maybe because it does.
That's
go very,
okay too.
It goes very long, and I've seen that maybe people have complained about how late it goes.
Right.
Oh. So that could be it.
And social media gives them an opportunity to present this stuff like out there for everybody to see ahead of time.
Absolutely. In fact, ahead of Sunday's performances and awards and everything, they announced another winner yesterday for Music Event of the Year.
Music Event of the Year.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Have you
figured out who it is yet?
Congratulations. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Look at that. Are you kidding me?
What?
Wow, I thought this was like an interview or something.
That was Lee Bryce. I thought this was like an interview or something. Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce won ACM Music Event of the Year for I Hope You're Happy Now.
Oh, nice.
To kick off the ACMs also, there are like dozens of performances, of course, but kicking it off is the world television premiere of Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, which is Miranda Lambert with Elle King.
Right.
So that'll be like high energy for sure.
First thing out the gate.
Yes, and then... And as far as the nominees, Maren Morris and Chris Stapleton lead this year's pack with 6 nods each.
Okay.
Miranda Lambert close behind with 5, bringing her overall total to 68 lifetime nominations.
That's amazing.
The most of any female artist in ACM history. And then your Entertainer of the Year noms are Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton. Again, this Sunday on CBS.
Okay.
In a new interview with Ellen DeGeneres, Keith Urban was talking about the time that Taylor Swift texted him while he was doing Christmas shopping at a mall. And she was like, quote, I've got these couple songs I want you to sing on. Do you want to hear them? So he just sat down
at the mall.
In the mall food court and listened to these songs, top secret info, in the middle of the hustle and bustle that is Christmas shopping season. And then as they were talking about that, they were talking about the first time she toured, which was with Keith Urban, and he was able to reminisce on the time that she pranked him.
She pranked us on the last night of the tour by her and her band dressing up as Kiss and coming out and sitting in on one of my songs called Kiss a Girl, right? And she dressed as Ace Frehley, and I swear she looked so much like Ace. With all due respect, Ace Frehley, I wasn't sure if it was him or Taylor.
I honestly remember that. And I got duped at first when I saw like pictures and videos. I was like, why was Kiss there? That's so insane. And then I realized it was Taylor.
It's just Taylor and her crew.
Yesterday was Chris Stapleton's 43rd birthday. His wife, Morgan, celebrated by giving us all a very wholesome treat. She took over his Instagram, posted some really awesome throwback pics.
The pictures are amazing.
We retweeted, and it's on Twitter, KZKX969. There are photos of him dressed as like a cowboy, as a little boy. He's playing piano and hoops.
Now, he had a big beard when he was a small child, right?
No, he did not.
I just assumed.
Legend has it, but unfortunately, he must have shaved just for the picture.
Like, maybe. When you think of people that you only know as older people, all you can imagine them is a smaller, older person.
Well, you want to know what's even creepier? There is a picture of him as a clean-shaven, well-groomed adult male.
Really?
Wow.
And it doesn't look like him, and I don't like it.
No.
Doesn't look weird. Also, just a quick heads up, on Monday we do have a bunch of concert announcements for you too. Yep. So make sure you tune in and you like the Facebook page KX969. We'll give you the rundown probably as soon as we get the go ahead. So they're all coming down the line. Get ready.
I would just tell you guys, but they know better. They haven't told me anything.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, that's called job security. So new music next from Tim McGraw. This is called God Moves the Pen with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey Al on Kix 96.9.
What's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show?
That, by the way, brand new music from Tim McGraw called God Moves the Pen, and that is on his latest album. Good things and new music to start your day. What other good things do we have for you? That's coming up in just a few minutes. If you've got a good thing you want us to tell everybody about, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of Good Thing.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
And it's time for good things.
Tell me something good.
where you can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, a good thing going on in your world, or maybe you're doing a good thing. You can be a part of the show by direct messaging us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to let everybody know about it. Coryell, what's your good thing today?
So my good thing is very, very, very bittersweet, but I do want to recognize 18-year-old Kennedy Bowles, a local high school student who recently passed away, much, much too young. She was taken off life support recently after being in critical condition. And the good aspect of this, though, is her organs will save so many lives. She is an organ donor. It is so important to consider the option of becoming an organ donor. Yep. And it obviously...
I've got it on my license.
Yeah. It seems really that the Holmes Lake Vigil and the gathering put together by some of her closest friends was very bittersweet. They got together and told funny stories and honored her and remembered her. And it's very, very tough to see stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, so my good thing is Kennedy Bowles celebrating her life and her organ donation.
That's
yes, our thoughts and prayers goes out to the family.
Absolutely. Tell me something good. Oscar Nick, your good thing.
All right, I'm going to rebound or come around from that to tell some jokes. I hope this isn't too hard of a shift.
No, you're now, okay. Do it. We need it. It's a Friday.
Yes, so for a lot of people getting vaccinated, they got to have like a carrot dangling in front of them. But then they realized a carrot would not get people like me or Coryell to go get vaccinated alone. So now you can get beer, wieners, and donuts. They're literally dangling wieners and beer and donuts.
Honestly,
in front of us.
Talk about prime marketing.
I know,
and
right?
And target audience.
So there's a bunch of places, and I'll put out the list on Twitter here, @Husker_Nick, and I'm sure we'll get it retweeted here.
Yeah. But
there's a list, and if you have your vaccine card, you've got Samuel Adams, who's giving away #ShopForSam, and they'll give you $7 through a Cash App so you can buy a beer if you want
to.
That's awesome. Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs are giving away free hot dogs. Yeah, like they're dangling a wiener right in front of your face if you go get a shot. Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah,
they said you can have donuts. There's a $50 credit for Drop Technologies, whatever that is. There's all sorts of stuff. Home Depot, Staples, they're giving away stuff.
There's even places local, like in Lincoln. Yeah. If you sniff them out, they've got them like shots for shots deals and beers and stuff.
It's got to be super obvious for me. Like I need a wiener just dangling in my face, and then I will go that direction.
And then you can wash it down with a beer.
And then wash it down with a beer. I just hope they have buns and some ketchup. Like, I don't want just a hot dog.
Right.
Like, I need extra condiments with it, too.
I mean, you should get the full package.
We will cover the wiener, but any extras, you have to pay for out of pocket.
Oh, my goodness. I'll still get the shot.
All the incentives. Tell me something good. My good thing is getting a chance to go volunteer at the Eagle Elementary School Glow Fun Run tonight.
Cool.
Rain or shine, they're going to do it. They're going to get this done. My friend Sean, I got this put together and created this event for
kids. Are you running?
To run. No, it's for the kids.
You should run with them.
No, it's for kids.
How cool would it be? They'd
but
be like, we've got JP from the morning show running with us.
I'll be out there to give away the best decorative winner, apparently, is what I'm...
So it's a glow fun run? What does that mean?
Glow run?
You get glow
sticks.
So it's
like at night?
It's probably in the evening.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, so they're going to have your chance to go running out there this evening.
Nice.
And all to benefit the town of Eagle and some stuff going
on
out there. They've got just a ton of stuff going on this weekend out there. So if you want to go... check it out. You can do it. The Pioneer Festival is another big thing that's a part of this weekend. So some fun stuff to go do this weekend. That's also something good.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Looking for something new to watch. Cooter Bocephus has got a special redneck review for us in just a few minutes. See if you like it or not. We'll get that teaser coming up.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick in the morning
on Kicks 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on, it's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now, listen up. This week, we got a new movie. It's about an hour and a half long. It's not like 9 episodes like a lot of these docuseries have been. And I think a big thing that's came out of this pandemic is all these docuseries about murders and all sorts of stuff. Well, the latest one came out. It's called Why Did You Kill Me? Which seems like a really weird question to ask somebody after they've killed you.
For sure.
Like that's one I bet the killer didn't expect this to get messaged to him. Here's your preview.
MySpace. I was obsessed with it. I knew how to make it look like this girl on MySpace is real. It looked like I belonged. My typing was acting. Pretending to be her, I think that's what made it difficult at the end. Making someone fall in love with someone who's dead is not a good feeling inside.
My daughter Crystal and my son Justin get right up here. I look over, I see the gun.
Bang, bang, bang.
And they said, Crystal's been shot.
The last thing I got to say to her, I promised her that I was gonna get them. They're gonna pay. I wanted him to hurt like we were hurting.
I just want to know why. She ideas if that's him.
He was the only father figure I ever had. They want to meet me. What do I do? And she goes, tell him yes.
Nobody's innocent here.
Everything has a breaking point.
I told him, okay, everybody, no violence. But in the back of my own mind, I still knew I was going to kill him.
Wow.
Oh, that
all right,
is
y'all. Now,
jarring.
This thing's got everything. It's like you'd think it took place in Iowa, because there's meth addicts, there's people trying to get revenge by doing things that are against the law, there's people catfishing people. The only thing that makes it not in Iowa probably is that it's not in Iowa because they're on the internet and they've got, you know, they got all sorts of like different computers and things like that. These people can read. It's crazy.
But, yes, it helps to plot revenge when you can read.
Yes, but it's entertaining. Like I said, it's only about an hour and a half, 90 minutes. So it's a quick watch. It's good. I'll give it 3 bags of pork grinds. That's right, 3 bags of pork grinds. If you're bored this weekend, I was listening earlier. I heard Coryell and JP have nothing to do. Y'all watch this thing. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's neat because it goes back. It takes place on MySpace, which takes you back.
Yes.
Yeah, no
like
kidding.
These at one point, this woman puts all the killers in her top 8 friends. I wonder how mad number 8 was that he wasn't number 1 and vice versa. Back in the day,
did
when you ranked your friends.
Did she get mad at one of them and then swap them down?
Yeah,
and drop
you know,
from
she's
two
just like,
number
hey,
5.
Y'all, this guy was the driver. He's number 7 on my friends list. But yeah, I would definitely check it out. That's on that Netflix. And hey,
Cooter,
I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. And I may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is or ain't.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On the way, more free money with another Kicks Cash keyword. So far, we've had town.
T-O-W-N.
We're town on our website, KZKX.com. We'll get you what everybody's going to be talking about today with what's trending and more with the Out of Context content. Get you another day of free money. The final day for this round of Kicks Cash. We've had town and now rabbit.
R-A-B-B-I-T.
The word rabbit into our website at KZKX.com. Doing $1,000 today from the Nebraska Corn Board and Kicks Cash. Coming up, what everybody's talking about with what's...
When I wake up, ooh.
Wake up. Kicks Mornings with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kicks 96.9.
3...
Well, it looks like, according to Pfizer's CEO, it's likely that people who got the Pfizer COVID vaccine will need a third booster dose in about 12 months after they get fully vaccinated.
Yes. And then it's also stated that annual vaccinations to maintain protection against the virus as it evolves is also on the table as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of like getting a flu shot
in
the future. You'll be getting multiple shots, yeah.
Pfizer's the first one to come out to say it, but it looks like other vaccines, are eyeing the same thing. So it might be that's just our reality.
Why can't they make these things in like, instead of being a shot, why can't it be like a cupcake? Like, hey, We're going to have so a cupcake nice. You have to eat once a year.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And that's
but could
how
you
you're
stop
gonna...
at one? That's the problem. They're like, I don't trust you
over-vaccinate
to take your recommended
over-vaccinate
dose, dude.
Coryell shows up with like a fake mustache, and she's like, my name's Roryell, and I'm here to get my vaccination.
Ma'am, we know who you are.
Please leave.
You've already had seven cupcakes.
No, that is not me.
My name's L'Oreal.
I don't know her.
I'm here to get another vaccination.
That is not me.
You just keep putting on your wigs that you wear during
nitty-gritty.
You're rotating through your wigs.
Ma'am, we see through your wig.
Yeah.
Dang it.
We can see everything
dang
you're doing.
Dang it.
Okay, we know that's you, Coryell, in
a wig.
No,
there's cupcakes under there, too, lady.
Welcome to country music's party of the year right here.
This is an unbelievable award show, and I can't believe I'm getting to be a part of it.
Thank you, country music, country radio, and all our fans. We love you guys.
So many great moments at the ACM.
And the award goes to...
And the awards will be passed out on Sunday with Keith Urban and Mickey Guyton hosting the show.
Mickey Guyton.
A bunch of awards handed out. They've already had quite a few that have been passed out ahead of time.
And Mickey Guyton is that dude that you guys went and saw that you had the TikTok.
See, you always do this. Mickey Guyton, first of all, is a woman.
Oh!
You're thinking of Mickey Avalon.
Oh!
And he's a character.
Completely different.
Okay. Yes, Mickey Guyton.
They're
is,
not
is
similar
awesome.
At all?
No.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not even like hair color.
Similar in the way that, like, I'd almost say like similar in the way that they're both humans, but I'm not even sure if Mickey Avalon is of
right.
the species.
Okay.
So
they're going to do, okay, real quick. You guys, in a year where there was no concerts, who deserves to win Entertainer of the Year?
Entertainer of the Year?
How do you do this?
I probably okay, so
there's
Luke
been
Combs.
Nothing.
So Entertainer of the Year nominees are Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton.
I think Eric Church or Luke Combs because they put out music.
They put out a ton of music.
They kept on entertaining online. Right.
I'm going to go Luke Combs.
I'm going to go Eric Church for going with the blowout look. He now looks like he belongs on the Jersey Shore with his hair. It's just all puffed up. What is he doing, man? You guys know how much I love Eric Church.
I know.
And that blowout looks horrible. Like, what is he doing? Stop it, Eric.
So look,
and he looks old now. It makes him look super
the
old.
Gray hair and everything.
Like, I think he wanted to come out of this looking haggard a little bit.
And he
and
sure
I think
does.
He did it.
Do you remember who won New Male Artist of the Year?
That was Jimmy Allen.
That was Jimmy Allen. That's
and then
right.
Gabby Barrett won New Female Artist of the
right.
Year.
Right. And then Kane Brown won ACM Video of the Year for Worldwide Beautiful. And then we just found out also that Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce won Music Event of the Year for I Hope You're
that's
Happy
super
Now.
Super exciting. So the ACMs are on Sunday starting at 7 on CBS or Paramount Plus if you got that app.
One!
Husker volleyball rolled through Texas State. In yesterday's second round of the NCAA, they move on to the Sweet 16.
Play Baylor?
They're going to be playing Baylor on Sunday.
Number 12 ranked Baylor.
1:30. So
and they survived having to change in their little tents and all that stuff that they have set up.
Oh, dude, did you get a chance to watch any of the game yesterday?
A little bit.
Because they're playing in the convention center at least three times. The ball got hit so high in the air, it hit the ceiling, and they had to play it off the ceiling.
My God, what? Oh, yeah.
And pieces of ceiling was coming down.
That's cool.
Hilarious. That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
Hey, powerhouse.
They squeezed, like, four courts into the convention center area for them to continuously be playing volleyball.
That sounds like chaos.
Don't they put... Typically in that convention center, isn't there like just a million courts set up for all the high school and junior high?
Yeah, I think they spread it apart even further because the announcer at one point in time said there was four tournaments being played at once, four matches being played at once.
I think they put like honestly like 20 courts in there usually.
Yeah.
But it's tight because all the stuff that goes with collegiate game and all the surrounding area and obviously more people there and all that
so will they,
that's cool.
Have you heard, are they gonna, once they get down to like the Elite Eight and the Final Four, are they gonna move that into the big arena?
Yep. And it'll be nationally televised instead of streamed and all that stuff.
So again, when do they play?
1:30 on Sunday. Go to huskers.com to find out where you can watch it.
If you've never tuned in to watch one of the ladies' volleyball games, they're so fun.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's action-packed the whole time.
Yeah. And
then it's action-packed.
Also, tomorrow is that open practice for football, I believe.
Yep.
So if you have tickets for that.
Yeah, the one that is separate from the spring game, obviously.
Right. But this is just an open practice.
Yeah, just a practice people can go to. I want to say there's like 4,000 people allowed to go to this.
Yeah, that's right.
My PSA to you guys is remember, it's a practice.
Oh, yeah.
Which means they set up specific situations at times. So there might be a drill where Adrian Martinez throws 5 interceptions because it's meant for the defense to practice whatever they're working on.
Right.
Or vice versa, Adrian Martinez might torch the defense all over the place. It doesn't mean the defense is going to be bad.
Right.
I'm just very excited that they said you can bring your own snacks.
What are you bringing?
I was
going to
get tickets and I was going to bring I have a fanny pack that's got insulation now.
Yeah.
So I can keep things cold or hot.
Please,
I was
going to
put some oven
roasted
Totino's pizza rolls.
I was wondering if the pizza rolls are going to be
like the Coriel kangaroo.
Yeah, it's my coach.
Pretty much. Coming
up next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you your chance to win with Out of Context Contest on a free fun Friday.
What the heck were you thinking?
You would not believe the things I saw last night. I tackled a naked guy, and it was so gross.
What in the world were you thinking?
Oh, look at this little tentacle, like, flopping around on my...
What were you thinking?
Wieners for breakfast!
Oh, yeah! What do you think of miss what you think of miss?
Oh, man, wieners for breakfast. That happened last week.
For breakfast!
On Out of Context Contest.
Doggies!
What's in store for today? Well, we'll give you your chance to play and win your way to see Lindsay L. live at Bushwhackers.
May 29th.
Which will be a lot of fun. Some live country music with one of the best female guitarists out there, for sure.
She's awesome.
And so 466-9696 if you'd like to win tickets to a concert. We've got free tickets for you. Just have to play Out of Context Contest and figure out what we've been talking about this week. If you know your show, you'll be able to do pretty well.
You'll do fine.
Just process elimination. It's a lot of fun.
No pressure.
466-9696 to play. Out of Context Contest next.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
You would not believe the things I saw last night. I tackled a naked guy, and it was so gross.
What in the world were you thinking?
Oh, look at this little tentacle, like, flopping around on my...
What were you thinking?
Wieners for breakfast!
Oh, yeah! I'm
just going to add wieners for breakfast as a drop for every... Yeah. Show from now on.
Wieners for breakfast.
It's just the enthusiasm that you
have. Hot doggies. They're good any day. Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. All right, it's time to play Out of Context Contest to give you a chance to see Lindsay L. live at Bushwhackers coming up. Which is May 29th?
May 29th.
Nice.
Okay. That'll be fun. Yeah. This is a big deal here.
She's a lot of fun.
And Bushwhackers is fun, too, if you've never been.
All right, we have Will and Rissa waiting behind Derek, who gets to start the show out this morning. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so we got Husker Nick take the game away.
All right, buddy, here's what we're going to do. We took 3 pieces of audio out of our show, out of context. We're going to play them for you, and then I'll give you 3 options, an A, a B, or a C. Hopefully 2 of them are funny jokes. I mean, I'm trying to make them funny. And then one of them is what actually we were talking about. A lot of times what we're actually talking about is pretty ridiculous, too. So there's no pressure. If you miss it, stay on the line. Because we sometimes rotate through, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here's the first piece of audio in Out of Context Contest.
As if I'm not going to, like, make you play so I can watch you. But then it's not fun anymore. It just feels forced.
What?
What? Poor Jackson. You're a dirty bird, Coriel.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
A, Coriel was talking about playing the guitar. She sometimes forces her boyfriend, Jackson, to play the guitar in front of her.
As if I'm not going to, like, make you play so I can watch you. But then it's not fun anymore. It just feels forced.
B, Coriel is talking about Call of Duty, making her boyfriend Jackson play Call of Duty, and she makes him watch.
As if I'm not going to, like, make you play so I can watch you. But then it's not fun anymore. It just feels forced.
Or, finally, one of Coriel's favorite things is to watch JP play hopscotch because she thinks it's funny when he jumps.
As if I'm not going to, like, make you play so I can watch you.
Let's go with anymore. A.
It just feels forced.
You're going to go with which one?
A. It is not A. A. Ooh, good try.
It
guitar,
not
something that Coriel wants to see her boyfriend do.
All right, hang on the line, Derek. Don't go anywhere.
Probably pay to watch that.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would. Yes. Okay, we bring in Rissa. Rissa's got a chance.
Like the guy in Times Square in his underwear?
Yes, like Naked Cowboy.
Naked Cowboy. So, Rissa, what are you thinking?
Are we talking about Call of Duty, or are we talking about JP doing hopscotch?
As much as I think Coryell wants to watch JP jumping down, I think it's B.
It is B, yes.
Nobody wants to see that.
JP doesn't wear underpants, so nobody wants to see that, JP.
I just want to see if change will fall out of his pockets underneath the, because he wears cargo shorts underneath his underneath his pants.
Or like Hot Pockets?
Yeah.
Do I need to do like a video tutorial to show you what's underneath my pants?
Ew.
No, thank you.
Rissa even said no.
Rissa
we're all saying no.
Anyway, she's the voice of reason.
You might get suspended
thank
for
God.
That. If she calls HR, you might be suspended now.
Right, Rissa's got a point going to number two in out of context contest.
My butt cheeks have been very clenched because I've been very, very, very nervous for this outcome. It feels so good to release.
Yeah! All right. Hey. Coryell had the green apple splatters, and that was her live from the bathroom.
My butt cheeks have been very clenched because I've been very, very, very nervous for this outcome. It feels so good to release.
Hang on, I'm sorry. Hold on. Right. I got to gather myself. B. Coryell was getting nervous during Datum or Dump'em, and she sweats a lot and clenches her butt cheeks.
My butt cheeks have been very clenched because I've been very, very, very nervous for this outcome. It feels so good to release.
Or C, that was Coryell talking about getting a COVID shot. She was very nervous waiting to get that shot.
My butt cheeks have been very clenched because I've been very, very, very nervous for this outcome. It feels so good to release.
What do you think, Rissa?
I think I remember. I think this is B.
It is B. Yes, it is. Dana or Dump'em.
Rissa, good job.
Wasn't this the Nike photo, I think?
Was that? That's what it was.
Yeah, sure. It was from Make It Right Monday.
Make It Right Monday.
It was the sorority sisters.
The sorority sisters and the outcome of their being with two different same dude.
That played out much differently than I thought it would.
It did, didn't it?
All right. All right.
She's got two of them. Here we go. Final one for Out of Context Contest. If you get this right, Rissa, you're going to Lindsay L. of Bushwhackers.
Let's go.
Will and Derek are waiting to steal the game. Here it is. Final piece.
Which one am I doing here? We'll just do Wolf.
Yeah, we'll just do Wolf.
Time.
Okay.
That was me giving dating advice to a friend that called the show about dating twins. Which one am I doing here? We'll just do Wolf.
Yeah, we'll just do same Wolf. Time.
And Coryell had the same advice. Coryell, you have totally any experience with that, dating twins? That was Husker Nick talking about ladies going to the gym, and they can't decide if they're going to wear, like, fluffy gear or they're going to wear super tight gear, so they wear both. Which one am I doing here? We'll just do Wolf.
Yeah, we'll just do same time.
Or... That is Husker Nick talking with Coryell about whenever they go sit at a bar trying to decide which beer they're going to drink. Why not just order two? Ooh. Which one am I doing here? We'll just do Wolf.
Yeah, we'll just do same Wolf. Time.
What do you think, Rissa?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember this one, but let's go C.
You know you'd think, but
you
it was not
think.
C. That was a good guess.
Not.
That was a really good guess, though.
That's okay.
Good, good
hang
guess.
On the line. We go to Will. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
All right,
Will. Was that mine and Coryell's advice on dating twins, Coryell, or C was that, or I'm sorry, B was that Husker Nick talking about ladies trying to decide what to wear to the gym, whether it be like loosey goosey stuff or super tight stuff? Why not just do both?
Well, B sounds like fun, but I think the answer is A.
It is not dating advice on twins.
A.
Good try.
Line we go to
circle
Derek.
Back to
I told
Derek.
You, Derek. We came back to you. Back Derek wins.
Woo.
You're talking about how ladies at the gym will have like the really loose baggy pants and then wear like a sports bra to work out in. Right. They can't decide
the answer
which one
is
they're doing.
B. So we go back to Derek, our winner of Lindsay.
Nice job.
Congrats, Derek.
Awesome. Thank you.
Pays to listen to the show, brother. Thanks for playing along. Hang on the line. We'll get you more details about the big show you just went tickets to, okay?
Perfect. You guys have a good Friday.
Thanks, Derek. You too. That was a fun little round.
Man. Yeah, I gotta shake it up.
Contest. For every Friday for you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, what you saw you weren't supposed to see.
Just about anything and everything that's ever talked about in Out of Context Contest?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Basically.
That's on the way. Part of Free Fun Friday, it's Kix.
Come on now. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
What you saw you weren't supposed to see.
Nope. Oh, God.
There's a really cool thread on Reddit with a lot of crazy responses. The number one thing that was posted on there was walking in on your parents.
Yeah.
That's, I would think,
I knew as that
something
was
you
coming.
Just can't unsee.
Right.
Once that happens, it's just downhill.
When
there.
I lived downtown, I saw a lot of things.
Oh, you did?
I should not have seen.
Okay, like what?
Well, certain transactions in dark alleyways.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Holy cow. Really?
Of
like what kind of transactions?
Just about everything you can think of.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Those that are using what God gave them to make money.
Okay.
Selling things that make you feel funny.
Okay.
It just was a lot of things that I saw unwillingly, like through my blinds, just living my life. Like maybe I open up the back door because I'm going to go throw stuff out in the dumpster.
I'm actually shocked you didn't record any of these on video.
Well, some of them I did.
Oh, you do? Weird. You've got videos?
Well, there was one that I deleted because I was like, never mind. I don't want anybody to know that I saw this. They're going to come for me. My kneecaps are going to be gone.
Oh, boy.
Wow. And in that time that there was, it is a tough issue and I feel bad, but it really scared me. That time that person experiencing homelessness had slept behind the dumpster when it was really hot out to like escape the heat.
Oh,
but
that's right. He was underneath the dumpster.
Cold.
You thought they were.
I thought they were deceased.
Who
like I thought.
Away,
I thought.
Yeah.
I literally thought I saw a body.
I remember your snap story on that.
Because I was like, because I just did the hand. You could see the hand. And I was like, you guys, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do here because like, what do I do? But right. I did call and did a welfare check. I'm not a monster.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of things you just can't unsee
that you
like you shouldn't see, or even like things that you shouldn't hear.
JP, you like to look into people's windows. What have you seen?
Yeah.
Do that.
What have you seen that you shouldn't see?
I remember the biggest traumatic one was walking in on my parents. That was not something. Just came in to ask a question, and I'm like, nope. Turn around and go back out and watch Saturday morning cartoons.
Does mom have a cavity?
Wow. How about you, Husker Nick?
I was trying to think through this. Like, nothing I could say on the air.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I mean?
It's
like,
hard.
It'd be different if I could call in anonymously, like I hope our listeners might do. But, like, I just can't.
If you have to DM us on that note, by the way, you can. If you need to stay anonymous, you could obviously DM us.
Right.
We got a really good one on Twitter, by the way.
Okay, what you got?
So I'll have to say this delicately,
okay,
but I'm going to try to dance around it. It's pretty funny. So this is from Allie, and she basically was on a road trip with her parents, and they had seen somebody driving, and then there was somebody in the front seat, although that person disappeared every once in a while. So basically, family bonding ended up being finding out that person was looking for their earring,
okay,
and sometimes it's tough to find the earring that falls on the floorboard in front of the driver who is driving the vehicle.
Gotcha.
So she realized, yes, it's bad. You should pull over and look for things that you've lost instead of doing them
while you're driving.
You are driving.
Okay.
And then there are small children in the vehicle next to you.
Right.
Yes.
They can see everything.
And she was that small child that witnessed it.
Oh, wow.
So family bonding.
Okay. So for fun.
You know, finding the earring.
Right. No. That's what you're about.
Next, yeah. The JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Or if you need to direct message us and be anonymous, you can do it that way, too. What you saw you weren't supposed to see.
Ooh.
my Spanish teacher with my geography teacher in their underwear in an empty classroom.
No!
Well, hey!
That's what Steve saw.
Wow!
Oh, my goodness.
Fiesta. All right.
Look out.
466-9696. What did you see you weren't supposed to see?
Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
What'd you see you weren't supposed to see?
Ooh.
The number one answer is your parents balancing the checkbook.
Yes, Louie, his tweet supported that. At the age of 4, I walked in on my mom and dad not watching TV in the living room.
Oh, my. Wow.
What's yours? Something you saw you weren't supposed to see. Good morning.
Well, you know the trailer court right behind your guys' studio?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
That's where I grew up.
Okay.
And the park where you park your cars is between, like, one row of trailers faces another.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the neighbors come home from an early evening binge, I guess you could say.
Okay.
And they didn't make it to the bedroom.
Oh. Wow.
Right there on the car.
On the hood of the car. Oh, wow.
Could have been 8, 9 years old. And I haven't forgot that.
It's burned in your brain forever.
I have not forgot.
We got a direct message. Did you see that one?
No, go for it.
My husband and I were in Jamaica last month. Our room was on the 5th floor. There was a building next to us that had private swimming pools. We were out on the balcony, and a couple was in their pool, naked, in the middle of the day, and people walking around. Needless to say, it was quite a show going.
Oh, God. I like when people think they're being suspicious or discreet, but in fact, they just look suspicious.
Right.
I will tell you one, but I will not tell you who.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fine.
All right. And don't even ask me off air. I'm not going to answer.
Okay.
So about 4 years ago, I walked into a person at our work in their office, and they had an adult video playing on their computer as I walked in and tried to quickly change it.
Wow.
And it was, eye contact was made, and I just turned around and walked out.
No!
I was like, what?
Wow.
Okay.
I'll go back here. And never once have I brought that up with that individual either.
It's just good of you to do.
You don't have to attack me like this.
I'm just
right. Stop coming at me, bro.
Coriel, for the record, sits in a big room with no, like, everyone walks by her desk all the time.
Right. Exactly.
That is just
cruising like for it, a bruising.
You're brave.
Hi, Kix, what'd you see you couldn't can't unsee?
This was a couple of years ago. I was working at a convenience store on the night shift.
Okay. Oh, I bet you saw some crazy stuff.
And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I saw this gal come walking across the parking lot, and she's talking to somebody behind her, but all she was wearing was her sneakers.
Oh wow. Out for a night stroll in the
sneakers only.
That's impressive.
It did just occur to me, a buddy of mine that I used to work at the movie theater back when I was at Cinema Center just texted me and said, don't forget all the times we walked in on people making whoopee in the top row and had to go tell them to leave. That happened,
yeah.
I bet you, once a month.
Really?
There would be two people. They'd always sit up in the back, and it would be different people each time, obviously, but yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then here comes this like 18-year-old having to walk up there and say, "Excuse me, you guys need to leave."
Oh man, what an awkward position to be in.
You can't forget some of that.
I bet for all parties involved.
Hi, Kix, what'd you see you weren't supposed to see?
Well, a couple of folks wrestling in broad daylight underneath a blanket, underneath the bridge on 27th and Cornhusker by the railroad track.
Oh, my goodness, really?
No.
Yeah, I used to live over in that neighborhood, and my buddy and me were driving down the road, and we actually saw three people. One gentleman was looking out, another skinny gentleman was laying down, and then a bigger gal was wrestling on top of him, and
oh my,
we couldn't believe what we saw, so we pulled a U-turn, switched back around, and then the other gentleman was the original gentleman. All you could see was the blanket moving and 2 feet underneath, kind of swinging back.
At 1 p.m.
I like how this segment has turned into where's the weirdest places you've seen people making whoopee.
I just got a DM on my Facebook that I really need to read.
Okay, go ahead.
When I was in, this is a quote from the person. When I was in high school, the job that I had, the owners were married, and I caught the husband in the office with someone else one morning when I went in to open the store. Ooh. So the husband's with someone else. Husband and wife soon after got a divorce. An ex-husband of hers is now married to the office lady, LOL.
Wow.
So essentially they walked in on the owner who's married with the office lady.
Okay, then. You can share.
Yikes!
You can share your moments. Direct messages, Facebook, Twitter, KX969, or do it up on Twitter there. What you saw you weren't supposed to see. Wow. Good morning, Coryell. JP Coryell, Husker Nick, giving you a chance to win free money one more day of Kicks Cash, and then we'll bring it back some other time. But as of right now, a chance to win $1,000 today with all the keywords. That's another entry each time, and to win the big money from the Nebraska Corn Board and Kicks. We've had Town, Rabbit, and now Chocolate.
C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E.
Very good.
Yeah, I had to think about it.
Yeah, I know. I saw the wheels spinning real
You know
hard.
What? We're not telling you have to know how to spell to win money.
Right, exactly.
Just Google it.
Yeah, even
that's
if you...
G-O-O-G-U-L-L.
No, that's not it.
Google.
No. Put it on our website at KZKX.com to win $1,000. Coming up, who would you want to have a beer with? That's Luke.
Wake up.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks
96.9.
Well, this was highly contested.
Oh, man. This is tough. A lot of great arguments.
We had just something fun on a Throwback Thursday yesterday. It popped up on socials of who you'd want to have a beer with. And it was a pretty heated.
Yeah, yesterday was a Thirsty Thursday, so we decided to also roll it into a Throwback Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So we combined beer drinking with legendary artists like Garth Brooks and George Strait.
So it was a Thirsty Throwback Thursday.
It was. Yeah. We asked you.
Rob loved that. Did you post that?
We did.
You got to post that.
We did.
That he probably was like.
Great word alliteration.
Great alliteration.
Who would you rather have a beer with and why? So Garth Brooks or George Strait? And there's a lot of love for Garth, of course, because he just seems more like a party animal. That kind of seems...
standard.
To be the reason why, for the most part, that Garth just seems more of a beer-drinking, like, kind of hang-around party guy. But actually, George Strait, I think he came out ahead just by a little bit, because... he just has so many stories to tell. I mean, not that Garth doesn't, but there is an age difference there. And he, a lot of people seem to say that, like, George, they would like to actually just sit down with him, have a beer, and, like, chill more, like, and pick his brain about his and life and stories that he has.
Let the troubadour tell you some stories.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot as a cowboy and whatnot.
Have you guys ever met him?
No, I've never had a chance to meet George.
We saw him in Vegas with Robert Earl Keen and Lyle Lovett.
The three of us, I believe all three of us, we've had the absolute privilege and been very fortunate to get to spend time with Garth Brooks.
Right.
And I will tell anybody listening,
he did a private arena thing at Bridgestone Arena where the Predators play in Nashville for Country Radio Seminar.
Yeah.
But that was just me and like a bunch of other people sitting there and watching him perform. And it was really awesome, don't get me wrong, but I have yet to meet him.
I'll tell people this. He is the nicest, coolest, most genuine dude I've ever met. That's an artist. Him and like Dierks Bentley would be like the top two.
Dierks is so fun.
I know, man. If you have a chance to talk to Garth Brooks, I'll tell you. If you guys like, he comes to town. He always does those backstage things.
Yeah.
But he like sits there for like 30-40 minutes with you, and he's genuine, man. He's
you know who else is like is also a very genuine guy and almost he cares more about how your life is going? Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember Liz was like, I didn't know what to expect. She was like talking to him and the whole time he was just asking about her. And it was like he genuinely had nothing else to offer about himself other than like Hi, I'm here to perform.
Right.
He's like, how's your life? What are you doing?
And
what's
I think that's I think it's country artists in general. They just get it.
Yeah.
That that we are there and that we basically are supporting them financially, but also that we connect with their music on such a higher level mm-hmm. than anything else, and they connect with us. And so as far as
Casey Donahue is like one of the coolest dudes.
Oh yeah, we had Coors Light with him on the set of the stage at Stampede 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I got a cooler over there. You gonna want beer? It's like, all right, cool. Let's just hang with you.
We went to Misty's last time he was in town
yeah.
and had dinner, and he was, some of the stories he shares are nuts.
Oh, I bet.
Like, yeah. He's a good time. That's for sure.
So the legendary aspect of it last night when we posted Garth versus George Strait, at least, who you'd want to have a beer with more, it looks like George may have won by a hair.
Okay.
And I think it's to pick his brain about tips and tricks and life and stories and the whole kit and caboodle.
Will Garth's wife be there?
Because yeah, that's the other thing. Trisha is good.
Yeah.
She's like the coolest person.
No
too.
Kidding. Since it is Friday, though, let's do some fresher faces, though. Let's do the same thing. We'll keep the same energy.
Okay.
And fresher faces in the way that they're not, you know, they're not brand new, but they didn't come up the same time that Garth or George did. Okay.
All right. So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, what do you think about, Blake Shelton, I think, is a shoo-in for that.
Yeah.
Should we do Blake Shelton or Miranda Lambert?
We should.
Oh, wow.
Well, actually, they would both be
Miranda
fun to have
Lambert
drinks with.
In that one. So we're all clear.
More evenly matched, should we do Luke Bryan?
Yeah, like they came up about the same time.
Well, and they've hosted shows
not
together.
Not the same time necessarily, but
they both
close.
Have talent shows at their own.
We should do JP versus Coryell.
No.
Yeah.
People can choose you.
Let the people vote. JP
well,
or Coryell.
People that like, you know, Mai Tais and mojitos and stuff will go for you. Because you like the fruity stuff.
Nah, they want to hang out with
you. You like the fruity drinks.
Yeah, I do.
I just want beer. I want something that hurts my chest.
So we'll pop up.
I don't want it if it doesn't make a face a little bit.
We'll pop up a new beer battle.
Yeah, who would you rather have a beer with and why? Blake Shelton or Luke Bryan? We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that one
Blake
today.
Or Luke Bryan.
We'll get that up on Facebook and Twitter, and you can play along with us and tell us why.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Minutes away from the nitty gritty through Music City. And new music, too. We'll get that part of Free Fun Friday. Fake news coming up. Jungle John 2. It's Kix.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Time we're out of fake news. If you can correctly identify what's real and what's fake versus Coryell.
I do all right at this. Not terrible.
Okay.
But okay.
If you can beat her, we will give you some combo meals from Raising Cane's. How about
chances
that?
Chances are in your favor.
All right, so 466-9696 to take on Coryell in a round of fake news to win from Raising Cane's. 466-9696 to play after the latest from Thomas Rhett. This is Country Again. It's Kix.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news. I can hardly wait.
Chance to win some Raising Cane's for you on a Friday. Fake news, we bring in Will. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
All right, so we're going to give you some headlines, Will. Between you and Coryell, you guys are going to have to decipher which ones are real, which ones are fake. If you can outdo Coryell, you've got free food from Raising Cane's, okay?
Well, she's going to need to buckle up her seatbelts and hang out of the rope tight.
All right, here we go. Headline number one. Panera is giving away a bicycle with a bread bowl basket. Is that a real or fake thing? Will says fake. What do you think, Coryell?
Real.
Actually, Coryell wins this round.
Really?
Panera Bread has your chance to win a vintage Panera green bicycle complete with an insulated basket inspired by the brand's signature sourdough bread bowl.
Oh, my God.
It's part of the Earth Day-related initiatives that they have, like its cool food menu. which is apparently less taxing on the carbon emissions and the environment. To win one of the 30 bikes, you got to complete with a bread bowl basket. So realistic, you may want to avoid a flock of seagulls, maybe hungry birds that are coming by.
Okay.
because it's bread bowl well, bites.
And it's actually real.
I remember when the chicken nuggets came out, the seagull population in northern Washington decreased dramatically.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That sounds like fake news.
Oh, that's weird.
If you want to win the Panera Bread Bowl bike, you got to go to breadbowlbike.com.
All right.
Before the 22nd. So there's headline number one. Headline number two, man marries, divorces, same woman four times to get more paid leave. Is that a real or fake story, Will?
That sounds weird, but I'm going to say it's real.
I'm going to go fake.
Will's right on this round.
He is?
He's right. A bank clerk in Taiwan figured out a way to get extended paid leave time for his wedding. The bank approved him for an 8-day leave for his marriage, so he divorced and remarried his new bride three more times.
Oh, my gosh.
The bank refused to authorize more than the original leave, but the Labor Bureau investigated and ruled the employer had violated the law and fined them $20,000.
What?
So he got all this leave for him and his wife, then ex-wife, then wife, then ex-wife.
Well, I'm
wife.
Hoping that they like just kept the same attire and didn't have a full-on ceremony.
Oh, I don't think they had other than the one time.
Because that wouldn't be worth a few days off.
No.
That's a lot of money.
And finally, in fake news, get this one right, you're winning some Raising Cane's, Will. Mystery tree beast? Nope, just a croissant.
I'm going to say that's real.
Okay.
I'm going to go false.
And Will is right.
What?
The
God, I had a strong lead.
The Krakow Animal Welfare Society in Poland recently received a cow. Krakow.
Krakow. Okay.
Krakow.
Sorry, I thought you said crack owl.
No, not
I'm
Krakow.
Like,
Krakow.
What?
Animal Welfare Society in Poland got a call from a woman who claimed that a mysterious beast was lurking outside her building in a tree. She told them, quote, people aren't opening their windows because they're afraid it will go into their house. So the welfare officers asked her to describe the unusual creature. The woman told her it kind of looked like an iguana. And wondering how many reptiles could survive the spring cold in Krakow, the welfare officers arrived on the scene thinking they might have come across someone's pet stuck in a tree. Instead, the beast, quote unquote, that the woman called in fear about was not an iguana or even a cat. It was a croissant wedged in the tree limbs.
A croissant?
They believe the pastry was thrown into the tree to give local birds a snack. So
that
somebody just tossed
it.
Her, like they had an extra croissant. Like, I'm just going to throw it up there and the birds will
I
eat
could
it.
Also picture like a squirrel or I'm not sure if that's like a thing, but I could also picture like a squirrel or something like trying to drag it up the tree and like eat it in
right.
peace.
Well, because you said what, like, pizza rat
never
was a
mind,
big
this
deal.
Is like, this is way,
this
too,
is
much
way too much work. I'm just going to drop this here.
What in the world?
Well, congrats, Will. You are a winner of free Raising Cane's today, buddy.
Thank you, JP. Coriel, you probably wish you were playing against Husker Nick instead.
No way. I'm happy to be beaten in this game by you. I don't want Husker Nick to have to beat me in any more games.
Exactly.
Don't beat it today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
One big thing is this is the final weekend for Stuff the Bus.
It is the final few days in tow to stuff the StarTran bus virtually at KZKX.com to benefit the Friendship Home of Lincoln that sees so many women and even their children, too, escaping domestic violence situations. And in those situations, things are very tough. There are multiple aspects of that are very hard to come back from and very hard to get away from at that. So those women, and sometimes their children as well,
right,
leave these dangerous situations with just the clothing that they're wearing and nothing else. So we're talking like comforters, bed sheets, laundry detergent, food, right, like, hairbrushes.
Right. How about shampoo and conditioner?
Shampoo and conditioner.
Deodorant. Toothbrush, toothpaste.
Paper towels.
The basic necessities. They've got babies' diapers.
Yes, that too.
Like so much is needed that they literally, and thank God they get out. the situation that they're in, they literally walk in with the clothes on their back.
Yes. And if it weren't for the Friendship Home of Lincoln and StarTran offering up their buses, either in person or virtually now, and you donating, it would be much harder, be much tougher. So with that being said, it lasts through the 18th, so through the end of this weekend.
Okay.
You can go online to KZKX.com and shop virtually. It is so stinking easy. You just change the quantity under, you know, paper towels or bed sheets or washcloths, like whatever you want. And then they're already priced out for you. It's so easy. You plug in your little info and you pay online. It's bada boom, bada bing. It's so awesome.
Okay, we need to do this. Go to KZKX.com.
Yeah.
Stuff the bus, look for the bus, and be a part of that. And help out big time this final weekend. So gotta get out there. Spread the word. They're shooting for a high goal, and they want all of our help. So if you can help out, please do so. The Friendship Home with Stuff the Bus and Kix and all of our Alpha Media stations.
And if you can only afford like $5-$10 or something, that's fine too. Literally any amount.
I have somebody who wants to anonymously donate $500.
Oh, my God.
Just message me.
What?
Okay, we'll get that on.
Yay! Yeah.
So,
oh my goodness, yes, that's amazing.
Okay, so if you can help out any amount, it doesn't matter what it is. If you could do $500, awesome, match that, please, and help push.
Ooh, that's a good challenge.
Stuff in that bus. Yeah, if you got a friend, that's another way to do it. If you got coworkers, say, hey, bud, or hey, buddy, friend, Paolo.
Paolo?
I don't know. What do you call Liz? Was she your gal pal?
I can't say it on air.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you might say to them.
Lizard.
There you go. Or maybe you work for a company and you know you're friends with another company that's a competing company. It's like, hey, let's get pool our money together and put it towards Stuff the Bus.
Well, and some companies too have a thing in your contract where they will like donate X amount of dollars to charities and things like that.
Right. If you donate, they'll match.
If you haven't done that yet, take advantage of it.
Ask about it. Talk to your HR person about it.
And I'm sure also you can save receipts and stuff for tax purposes. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking for, if you just saying, hey, it makes the world go round.
Exactly. So. Thank you to the $500 donator. And if you can do your part to help too, KZKX.com to Stuff the Bus.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Oh, we're not done. You get more Free Fun Friday. Your current free keyword for money is chocolate. Get that on our website at kzkx.com. We'll get another Kix Cash keyword coming up. We'll get Jungle John live with us on Facebook Live.
All right.
Let's give you more free money. Today's the final day of this. Till we do it next time.
What, free money from Kix 96.9 and the Nebraska Corn Board?
All you have to do is keep track of the Kix Cash keywords and you can be a big winner. We've had town, rabbit, chocolate, and now straw.
Straw, S-T-R-A-W.
Correct.
Like so the straw word that you probably don't put in your drinks anymore because people don't use straws.
People use the paper straws. Cool thing I've to seen that use before. And the metal straws. The paper have you seen the metal straws?
Those okay, fine.
But those metal straws can kill you.
We get it. Everybody still wears them, uses them. You can wear a straw, though, unfortunately, if you trip while you're...
Yeah, right in your eye socket. That's one.
Why'd you take you it that far?
But she did. She had one of those metal straws, and she slipped in the kitchen and jabbed it right into her eye socket.
Oh, my gosh.
She's alive.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. So,
there you go.
Straw. Put down your metal straw.
Coming up, we'll talk to Jungle John, who does not have a metal straw. We'll get him live on...
When I wake up, wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Sorry, you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
But Skittles is drawing my hot body.
We enjoy hanging with him every Friday on Facebook Live. It is Jungle John, well known throughout the state of Nebraska for all of his hits.
Famous.
Famous. He's infamous as well.
There we go. Thanks, JP. It's more infamous as well. And you know, I'm infamous for one reason.
What's that?
Okay.
The station. I'm not famous. I'm infamous for the station.
How so? Why do you say?
Well, it's because you guys just, you really do turn my brain to mush. Okay. I'm usually a very calm, controlled individual.
Yes. Okay,
speak before 1,000 people.
Right.
But when I come in here, it's like no holds barred. Everything gets loose.
It's like tug the collar. Yeah, fluff up the hair a little bit. Let's talk. Let's chat.
So, but it's always a lot of fun because you guys are a great way to end a week with me on Fridays. So I really
look forward to it personally.
I'm looking forward to when I can get more into the studio with you guys too.
But. Yeah, we've talked about with getting more of the animals at the zoo on with you as well. So that'll be coming up.
They're giving me new technology. So just wait, boys and girls.
Very cool.
A lot more fun.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? It's springtime.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are starting to bloom and starting to pop out and green up. And I want all your listeners to come to the zoo and go looking around the zoo and seeing if there's any bulging tummies on any mommies.
I was going to say, are there any babies on the way?
Yeah, our babies on the way, but I'm not going to tell you what the babies are. Yeah, you got to go discover them yourself.
Okay.
Oh, a scavenger hunt for babies.
Smart.
I'm down for that. They're, that sounds like
fun. Let's put it this way. They're very cute. Okay.
But,
do we have a color involved?
I have to clarify. Very cute though. A naked mole rat is cute.
I think naked mole rats are cute. So are we talking?
Naked mole rats are cute too. And you never know when they're going to pop out a bunch of little. You know, the babies kind of look like little sausage weenies. You know,
They do. They look like little. they look like little toes.
Yeah, little cocktail. Yeah, just little cocktail weenies or just little things. You know,
right.
Just
little Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
But the some expected mummies are fuzzy and they may be dark in color, so you never know. Go around. But, you know, it is springtime at the zoo. A lot of things are happening. Go to lincolnzoo.org. Get your tickets now because, you know, with a pretty weekend coming up like we're going to have, tickets get sold out really, really quick. So go today and get your tickets. Get your spot lined up and registered because, you know, we're still under directed health measures.
Yes.
Right. But, and the secret jungle is open with Tawny, the cute.
Yay!
So
you know,
adorable.
The weather tomorrow is, it's supposed to be like mostly cloudy, about 54 for the high, which on its face sounds like not ideal, but I promise you, that's like actually the best weather.
Oh, for sure.
Because you get kind of heated a little bit walking around and stuff. You kind of huff and puff. You're on your feet, you're walking around, and then it's cool, crisp air.
Right.
It feels good. It's seriously like perfect.
It is perfect, and you know, with 54 degrees, that means the giraffes are out running around their yard, coming over saying hi to you. So it's just perfect. That means the cheetahs will be out too because it's over 50 degrees.
Yep.
And the giant anteaters with the really long snouts.
Yes.
Okay. They're really cool.
I've got one thing for you before you leave, Jungle John. We're going to talk about this on Monday, but I want you to try to figure out what animal is attacking these people. Here's the audio.
Play the first part again.
What animal do you think it is, Jungle John?
Could it be a kinkajou? Or it's an Australian.
A what?
A kinkajou. It's also known as a honey bear, even though it's not a bear.
Okay.
They make really weird.
No, but you see them around here every once in a while.
It's not a person. It's actually a bobcat.
Yeah.
There's a bobcat that they caught it on camera, on someone's Ring camera, of this couple going out to their car to go someplace. And the bobcat pops out from underneath a car and gets the lady in the butt. And somehow the guy, husband.
Yeah, the bobcat goes chomp right in like one of her cheeks.
Husband is smart enough to grab both paws and is holding this bobcat away from him as it's chomping at him, and he throws it into the lawn and starts yelling at it and chasing it, and it runs away.
Hurls it end over end onto the lawn.
Good Lord. I mean, bobcats aren't anything to mess with. They're a good-sized cat, and they're very flexible.
And this thing was like, on the video, it even looked like a medium size, and even then it was like terrifying.
I'll send you the video so you can see it, but it's wild.
If anyone was
20, 25, 30-pound cat.
I mean,
it's a lot bigger than a house cat and a lot nastier.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And very nasty.
If anyone was wondering what that kinkajou looks like that he had suggested, this is what it looks like.
Oh, that looks adorable.
And I'm obsessed with these.
Aren't they adorable?
I didn't realize that they were called a kinkajou, but I'd seen like a TikTok of them. Sorry.
Well, Well, no, they've got a prehensile tail. They're really, really adaptive.
Oh, they're so cute.
They're big eyes.
Do you have indoor kinkajous at the zoo?
We have a kinkajou at the zoo.
There you go, Coriel. She's going to go live in that habitat with that kinkajou.
God, I want to meet her.
Yeah, well, you know what? We can probably arrange that someday because you probably know the right person. And it's not me, but you probably know the right person.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right.
Hey, the zoo is open Tuesdays through Sundays. Go to lincolnzoo.org. Get your tickets. Get your membership. Sign up kids for Zoo Crew. Sign up for zoo camps. There's a lot of things happening at your Lincoln Children's Zoo. Best bargain in town is a zoo membership. Free admission for the next 365 days. Like I said, zoo camps, how to keep kids happy and healthy all summer. So lots of things going on. Okay?
Thank you, Jungle John.
See you at the zoo.
It's the final day for free money for a little while.
Free moolah. $1,000 to be exact.
So we're going to help you out because I really want you to win one more $1,000 giveaway before we close the sucker up. So I'm going to give you every single word we've done so far today.
Line it up. Starting with 6 a.m. we got.
Town.
7 a.m.
Rabbit.
8 a.m.
Chocolate.
9 a.m.
Straw.
10 a.m.
I can't give you that one. Meg will give
Dang
it to you.
Dang it. I tried.
So town, rabbit, chocolate straw. Town, rabbit, chocolate straw. Put them on our website at kckx.com. Every word you get in there is another entry in to win. So town, entry to win. Chocolate, entry to win. Rabbit, entry to win. Straw, entry to win. It's just like that easy.
Yay.
From our friends at the Nebraska
Corn Board.
Yeah,
you broke that down like very simple.
I try.
Look at you, helping our friends out.
It's like, keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid.
So get in there, get your free money, $1,000 for the Nebraska Corn Board. Thanks again to them for supporting and being a part of this, because we think it's super important to help people out. I mean, this time of need, we're basically like another stimulus check for a lot of folks.
Yeah, no
kidding. So thank you to the Nebraska Corn Board for being on Team Kicks Cash with us and making this happen for our listeners who we love so dearly. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Husker Volleyball, Sunday, 1:30 on ESPNU, if you're looking to watch that game.
Sunday should be sunny as well and about 62-ish for the high. So if you're going to golf or something, that'd be the day.
After today, it should be pretty decent the next couple days. So enjoy your weekend. When we come back on Monday, we'll do Make It Right Monday. We'll get into the Bobcat Bowler and a lot more on the show.
Don't be today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.